Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, you know, as I said, sometimes we hear about things, and I'm going to be honest. As soon as I hear $2 trillion, I have a hard time even comprehending what that means. In theory, it means a lot of help for a lot of people, but in actuality, what does it mean? Dr. Anthony Davies is an associate professor of economy at Duquesne University, joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome to the conversation, Dr. Davies.
Thank you for having me.
So am I right? I mean, when you say $2 trillion, I think it's hard for any of us to wrap our minds around what that means. It means, in theory, that it should benefit most. Correct?
Well, yeah, this is the problem, you know, trillion, billion, million, they all rhyme. One is just about the same size to anybody else, right? Because they're all inconceivable. But to put it in perspective, $2 trillion is probably between, I don't know, probably around two-thirds of all of the money the federal government will bring in a year.
Wow. So if we break this down, and I tried to, you know, I tried to Google some things, and, you know, when you do that and you go to these different websites, it makes it very simple. But this stimulus package is not going to be simple.
Oh, no, it's not going to be simple because it's a creature of politics. So there's all sorts of special interests and cronyism built into it, but that's the nature of the thing. The bottom line is the bulk of this package is going to be checks cut to individual people, households, and some loan money made available to businesses.
So I want to circle back on that because I think a lot of people were concerned that there was going to be a lot of money gifted to corporate America, and it doesn't sound like that's what this is going to be.
That's correct. And the fact of the matter is, economically speaking, it's a wash because the federal government is coughing out all this money. But the fact is, federal government doesn't have any money. This is our future incomes. It's going to tax us for to pay for this later. So economically, it's a wash. Psychologically, this is a big deal because right now people they're afraid, they're holding back, they're wondering how they're going to pay their rent. This allows everybody to breathe a little sigh of relief. And to the extent that they breathe a sigh of relief, they're going to be more apt to go about their daily business as much as they can, and it's going to cause the economy to pick up a little bit.
So there is money that will go into individuals' hands. About $1,200 for an individual if you earn less than $75,000.
Yes, that's correct. And this is actually, if you think about it, it's a much better way of doing this. You could picture the government handing out a bunch of money to corporations with the intent that the corporations then, with this money, could hire people and the economy would pick up. Or alternatively, what the government did do is hand out the money to the people. And the benefit to doing it that way is that the people know better how to spend the money for themselves than the government does to spend it for them. So if the government hands out the money to corporations, the government has to pick which corporations it spends on. This way it puts the decision-making in the hands of the people by giving the money to them.
And now while some people say, well, you know, $1,200 might not go that far, but when you couple that then with $1,200 and you can't be evicted, you can't be foreclosed on, I mean, when you put it together with other parts of the package, it makes it a little more desirable, no?
It does. And the thing we have to remember here is there's some good news that people aren't paying attention to. And that good news is that we haven't lost any of our productive capacity. All of the labor we had before, we still have. All of the capital infrastructure we had before, we still have. All the resources, all the technology we had before, we still have. The only thing is the economy has been put on hiatus. Everybody's been sent home for this kind of unscheduled vacation, if you want to call it that. And so what that means is, when the dust settles here and we can start to get back to normal, everything we've got that's needed to produce things is there to put us back online the same as we were before. That $1,200 check, it's only going to get you through a month, but that may be all that's needed.
And so then what about some of our smaller business owners? I mean, we've been hearing from small business owners all day here at the station, all week for that matter, many of whom say they've had to shutter, they've had to let their employees go, and they don't know if they'll be able to reopen again. As I look through, and again, I haven't been able to study this, as I look through, I'm not sure that there's enough in this package to help them. Is that in the form of loan money?
Well, the small business owner will be helped indirectly. As people receive these checks, they turn around and spend them. They'll be spending them in part at small businesses. The real problem with the small business is less the money than it is getting them back open again. Mm. If small businesses could open up immediately, their financial prospects would change right now. The problem is every day that they're forced to remain closed is another day that they're losing money that they can't sell to customers.
And the other thing that I guess I've been hearing a lot from people about on social media, so families will get this $1,200. I guess some couples will get $2,400. And then depending on how many kids you have, you could get $500 per child. Is that going to be taxable money? Will people be taxed on that money?
That's a really good question. I don't know the details on that. Mm. It wouldn't surprise me that somewhere down the line, you're going to have to pay taxes on this. The fact of the matter is, whether the government deliberately taxes it or not, ultimately, in the future, at some point, we're all going to have to pay for this in the form of higher prices, higher taxes, because mm-hmm. the government doesn't have this $2 trillion. It's borrowing it to give us this money.
So we need to keep that in mind. At the end of the day, it's kind of like, and I've seen a lot of this on social media as well. People are saying it's really our money that they're giving us. It's just kind of like an advance on our money, because at the end of the day, we're going to pay for this money.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's not to say that it's necessarily a bad idea. In the mm-hmm. same way that a household that loses its job will pull out of its savings and replenish the savings later when the homeowner's back at work, so mm-hmm. too, we're kind of doing that nationally. The federal government is going to give us a bunch of money, and later on when we're all back at work, it's going to tax us to recoup that money.
To get that money back. Very interesting. Dr. Davies, you have made this so understandable for me today. I can throw these papers I have away now. I don't have to read them all.
I'm happy
I still
to help.
Will, I think. But we appreciate you, sir. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.